The standings in the Yukon Quest sled dog race have shifted dramatically in the last 12 hours. Longtime race veteran William Cleeden looked like he had a good shot at winning the race, but he ran into trouble near Eagle Summit, one of the toughest sections of the race, and has dropped back to fifth place. Here to explain it all is KUAC's Dan Bross, who has been reporting from the trail. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Dan, things seem to have changed a lot in the last day. What happened on the way to Eagle Summit?
Well, it's absolutely crazy. William Cleeden went out of Central, which is the checkpoint prior to this precipitous climb up Eagle Summit, in the lead. He was followed very closely 3 minutes later by Hugh Neff. Those two have been running close most of the second half of the race. And they headed out toward this climb. It's only 28 miles to the next stop, which is a dog drop at mile 101 on the Steese Highway. However, the hours kept ticking by. No one showed up. More mushers were heading out behind them. John Little, Sebastian Schnula, on, and no one was showing up. 14 hours passed this morning until Hugh Neff finally came out of the mountains and into the 101 dog drop, and the news was that William Cleeden's team had quit on the climb and was just sitting there. Later, when successive mushers came through, John Little and later Sebastian Schnula explained that Cleeden's team just wouldn't go. He tried to help the fellow White Horse musher and could not get his team to go. Schnula mushed on, continued on. Later in the morning, reporters, camera crews were all gathered waiting to hear from William Cleeden, and here he comes down the trail, but following Brent Sass, so they really mushed in together. The story was, when Brent came along, William's team parked on the climb, the steepest part of the climb, he went past, secured his team at the top of the summit. This is a very windy, extreme, exposed area, and they have old tires secured into the ground with chains at the summit, so in case you're in trouble, you can tie your team there. Brent Sass, young, strong musher, tied his team up at the summit, ran back down the mountain, grabbed William Cleeden's lead dogs, and basically acted as lead dog, marched them up, William driving, pushing the sled, and got him over the summit. William was able to follow Brent Sass into the mile 101 dog drop, and the race has resumed, but things totally shaken up on Eagle Summit.
Have you had a chance to talk to William Cleeden?
Sure. I mean, he obviously was crushed. He was in the lead, in position to win this race, and it all fell apart for him, and he had a whole lot of time to sit there in the mountains in a very extreme windy environment and see what was slipping out of his hands because his dogs wouldn't go. And we asked him, what happened, William? You had this amazing team that's been so fast through the whole race. And he said his main lead dog, the most experienced one of the team, had gone into heat, and the males on his team would not pay attention. This lead dog would not run forward. He just could not keep them straight and focused, and it was just total chaos for the poor guy. He sat there. He thought about going back. He tried to go back a little ways. That didn't work either. So he was just really stuck until somehow Brent Sass was able to help him get going this morning and move on. When he got to mile 101, which is a remote stop in the mountains, a little cabin, it's a place where mushers can drop dogs that aren't keeping up. He dropped this one female that's in heat, and his team settled down, so hopefully he'll be able to continue on and make some progress.
And, Dan, what's coming up toward the finish?
Well, as they head toward the next checkpoint, which is the final checkpoint, it's about an 82-mile run, but it was very warm in the area today. Temperatures going above freezing in the sun, so tough weather for dogs to run in. But it's an 82-mile run. Then they take a mandatory 8-hour break at a place called Twin Bears, which is about 45 miles outside of Fairbanks. So basically, after that break, it'll be a straight, fairly flat run into town. And 8 hours is a good long time to rest the dogs. For one musher, Hugh Neff, who was first through the last stop there at mile 101, it's going to be a 10-hour break because he got caught yesterday running his team on the road instead of the Quest Trail. And that's illegal. You're supposed to stay on the trail. He was running on a very smooth, icy road and making pretty fast time for about 5 miles. He was spotted doing that, and the race marshal penalized him 2 hours for doing so. That's being tacked on to his mandatory rest at the final checkpoint. So that's going to cost you, even if he gets there first tonight. He's going to have to spend an extra 2 hours there later, and we'll see how that affects the standings.
And, Dan, quickly, I understand the Quest race marshal had some fairly harsh words for Hugh Neff. What did he say?
Well, you know, this was a sportsmanship thing. So it wasn't just a matter of, well, maybe he made a mistake and made up a few minutes on William Cleeden heading into Central. No, the race marshal said this was intentional and unsportsmanlike, and the penalty was more as much a punishment as it was to compensate for any time that he gained.
When do you think we can expect a winner?
We're looking at, I'm guessing here, because we won't know until they arrive at the final checkpoint how the timing will work out. But if they get there, oh, here in the next 3 or 4 hours, we're probably looking at an early afternoon finish time in Fairbanks tomorrow. So it's still going to be a near record time, despite all the antics on Eagle Summit.
All right. Well, thanks, Dan, for that update.
You're welcome.
KUAC's Dan Brass reporting live from the Yukon Quest Trail.